Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. Now, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you've heard me talk about successful people. And the point I've made over and over again is that successful people, they're not necessarily the smartest people. They're not even necessarily the ones that work the most hours. They are the people that have very productive habits, habits that carry them towards their goals so that they can make incremental progress towards reaching those goals. That's what it's really all about. So when we talk about productive habits, I think one of the things we want to look at is what are those things that you can be doing day in and day out? And if we're going to go through that, it makes sense to look at things that will help you maintain life balance. So certainly one of those is exercise. And exercise, we all know the importance of it. It can help you live longer. It can help you be a much more healthy person. You know, clearly there's a reason to exercise and to do it frequently. So assume that you're in good health. And I'm going to operate under that assumption. Find an activity that you enjoy, or at least an activity that you can tolerate, that gets your heart rate up. And do that activity at least 4 times a week. And when you do it, measure your heart rate as you go. And so what you want to do is you want to get to a point of about 80% of your max heart rate, and you want to keep it going for 20 minutes, minimum. So that's what we're trying to do. So how do you figure out what your target heart rate is? Well, it's really simple. You start with the number 220. So 220 less whatever your age is. So assume that you're 40. So 220 minus 40 is 180. Okay, that would be your max heart rate. And to get to your target heart rate, for most people, it's about 80% of max. So multiply that number, which in this case was 180, by 0.8, and you end up with a 40-year-old should have a target heart rate of 144. So now you know that's what you want to get to. From that point, all you need to do is figure out a way to measure it, and that's very simple. So if you have the new Apple Watch, it's already on the watch. The other option, and it's very inexpensive, Polar makes a $50 watch that you can wear in conjunction with a chest band. And if you want to find an even easier way, if you own a smartphone, just go on Amazon and pick up a Bluetooth heart rate monitor. It's not even a monitor, it's just a strap. That will link to your different apps that you have that are available, and you can track your heart rate. And then you know exactly what you're doing. You can keep up with it. You know how good your workout is. But typically to get to the point, to get to 80% and stay there for 20 minutes, you need to be pushing yourself. So running, whether it's on the road or a treadmill, on a bike, but you need to have sustained activity. Now, if you're playing tennis for 2 hours, that's great, okay? But if you're only playing tennis for 20 minutes, that's not quite going to be enough for you. So you need to get that target heart rate for at least 20 minutes. Find an activity maybe you can do for a longer period of time, but you have to create the routine and the habit to make it part of your life. And then you can reap all the benefits. And I think that's really what it's all about. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, I would just ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires, and I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is getting here once a day, 5 days a week. Just join me. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing meditation and some of the benefits that go with meditating on a daily basis. And finally, we're going to touch on how you can create that habit in your life, because it's an important one. But for today, the focus is exercise. Figure out what you can do at least 4 times a week, hitting your target heart rate for a minimum of 20 minutes. Track it, and just make sure you get there and do it, and create that routine for yourself.